Yeah, you know, those TV cameras that we'll see, you know, just like we saw here in Colorado, just like we saw in Washington, there'll be those long lines of people waiting to get into the dispensaries, and they'll be able to do that in Santa Cruz, they'll be able to do it in San Diego, San Jose, West Hollywood. They're all going to be open for business on Monday. It's the largest state to legalize so far. It could become the epicenter of legal marijuana as far as we know. But the biggest news is the Los Angeles shops won't open on January the 1st. And they might not be open for a while. The city is going to begin taking applications on January 3rd, and city officials say it could be a while before licensing is complete and shops can open. Now, this goes again. 80% of LA voters voted to have this happen, and to have it happen at the time that it was scheduled to happen. But since then, the city has argued over the rules and regulations over the last few months. The guidelines just came out earlier this month. And it's similar to here in Colorado. We have kind of patchwork rules and regulations around the state. In general, like here, Proposition 64 treats cannabis like alcohol. It allows adults to legally possess up to an ounce and grow 6 plants at home, but it leaves it to local counties and municipalities to create their own rules. For instance, Bakersfield, a pretty large area north of L.A. in Kern County, has banned all commercial sales, so they won't have any sales at all. Medical sales in the state continue. They aren't affected by any of this.
In terms of what that might mean for Los Angeles, are we going to see a whole ton of recreational marijuana dispensaries right at city limits just across the border where it is actually allowed?
You know, I don't know if people have thought about this ahead of time. I haven't seen anything on that, but that's a possibility, is that people could just, you know, just like out in Longmont where two stores found little spots near town, right at the edge of town, where they could do it. And I'm sure a lot of people will just go to Santa Cruz or San Diego or somewhere else and get their cannabis like they should be able to get it.
But just looking to the future, though, Los Angeles will at some point, I'm assuming, come up with some type of regulatory framework to allow dispensaries within the city.
The city says it really wants to get going on this, but they have to go through a process, and the process has taken too long. Maybe that's because they didn't have it in place, like in Colorado, for the legislature to do certain things by certain days. But for whatever reasons, LA is not going to be open, and it's the largest city in the country that will have legal marijuana.
In other news, big news coming out of Mexico regarding medicinal marijuana.
Mexico is set to legalize the sale of marijuana-based products early next year to help treat diseases like epilepsy, Parkinson's, and cancer. And the country's health regulator announced last week that the country's going to allow the sale of cannabis-based foods, drinks, medicines, and even cosmetics, maybe even in lipstick. And for the time being, the products are going to be imported until Mexican facilities can be built and they can start to do it themselves. And currently, this is interesting, legal cannabis medicines are only permitted to contain less than 1% of THC. You know, the rules aren't out yet on what constitutes a marijuana-based product, but the sale of bud and oil-based marijuana will continue to remain outlawed. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch what happens in Mexico. There's still the Mexican cartels that are selling marijuana across the border. And Mexico includes the world's second highest number of Roman Catholics. About 80% of the country's adults identify as such. And the church strongly opposes legalization in any way. And some polls in Mexico found that about the same number of Mexicans oppose legalization, although they favor allowing medicinal use.
I haven't heard the Catholic Church weighing in on this. They do like to weigh in on other social issues.
Definitely in Mexico, they are weighing in on it. And, it's been decriminalized. Cannabis has been basically decriminalized in Mexico. If you're caught in with possession, you're referred to drug programs rather than arrested. And recreational marijuana is still broadly prohibited, and that could even change. In 2015, there was a Supreme Court ruling that allowed 4 people the right to grow their own marijuana for personal consumption. So that could change things here in the future. And there's a lot of Mexican politicians who are prompted probably by former President Vicente Fox, and they're definitely considering legalization in the future, even though the country has an aversion to it, apparently.
I would be so interested to hear how the cartels are being impacted, not just about what's happening with the lifting of prohibition of marijuana in Mexico, but in the U.S., because that's been there.
You know, as we've said before, there's a lot of reports out that American cannabis is being now imported into Mexico because it's better.
People can read more about that and other stories online at sensimag.com and catch Leland Rucker here on KGNU Thursday mornings. Thank you.
Thank you.